Wolf Ridge Environmental Learning Center has been around for 40 years, and stewardship is a big part of our world and teaching, and also our spot here on Earth, I guess you could say. So if you look at the classes taught at Wolf Ridge, we find that there's different resources that come to play in those classes. The ones that I could list out and think about were energy, water, food, air, life, solid waste, and recycling kind of go together, and the human spirit and enthusiasm to learn. And I kind of consider that a resource. If that wasn't around, I would kind of give up on the idea of human. So, air, which I think sometimes gets taken for granted. In the wintertime, we have a class called Basic Survival. And before the kids go out to essentially try to survive for 24 hours, they will be given kind of a hierarchy of what do they really need? What are those resources they need to survive 24 hours? And air is right up there, but we say that there's one before that that I'll come to. But air is number two, actually. But I'll come to the most important resource here in a second. And so they realize if they don't have enough air, they're not going to survive. And you kind of go, well, how is air important for camping? A lot of people have problems with building a fire and having adequate air. We also monitor the air here for acid rain and other pollutants coming out of the sky through the National Aeronautic Deposition Program, through the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency, in the past, Ontario Ministry of the Environment, and then the climate, measuring that with the National Weather Service and the Minnesota State Climatology Office. So there's lots of science going on here regarding the air. And the class that deals with the pollution we have has been around a long time now. It's going almost on 30-some years. It's acid rain. Life in general is definitely something that we need to take in stewardship and make sure that we keep the diversity of plants and animals high, just besides humans. And so one of the places that we're really involved right now, and again, an individual has a big impact, is John Colstead, who's been here a lot of years, is really active in the forest management program here and making sure that we keep our forest getting healthier, and by that, keeping it diverse, not letting it go into kind of a monoculture, working with other state agencies and biologists and so on. And so there's different forest co-ops that John's involved with, the Manitou Project, and bringing that to Wolf Ridge, where then it can be used in a class like forest ecology. University of Minnesota forest ecology class actually comes to Wolf Ridge and then to the forest around here for a field trip the last couple of years to use as a learning experience. We also have classes looking at plants and animals, like the birds class, which is, again, an important resource here on the North Shore. There are more birds that come to nest here on the North Shore than any other part of North America, except for Maine and a chunk going up into Canada. So we're a very important place for bird nesting and also as a migratory pathway. Northwoods mammals, we still have a large forest, so we have some of the larger mammals that have disappeared from a large part of Minnesota. And it's always exciting for students to see some sign of wolf or see some sign of a fox. The smaller end of things are just as important. So be it insects or small mammals or the little creatures in the stream that maybe no one even had an idea were there. We kind of all had an idea that there are wolves up in Minnesota, but not that many people necessarily would know that there's more insects living in a stream than there are species of fish many times. The other part of that is that we're involved with quite a bit of monitoring, looking at bird populations, both through bird banding, coming and listening to the birds through the University of Minnesota Duluth. Again, it's a huge number of classes associated with that. We also have one of the most important resources I think we need, and that is having human spirit and enthusiasm to learn. And we can use different words for that, but as I mentioned, when we teach that one class called Basic Survival, or now I think it's called Winter Survival. We say that positive mental attitude is the most important thing that you can possess. Because if you don't have that positive attitude, that spirit, it makes it hard to deal with any of the other things. And especially if you're in a quick decision mode or long-term decision mode. And so this whole idea of building spirit enthusiasm through group learning and doing these activities is something that really a lot of schools come here for. It's important to learn about the plants and animals, the air, the water, the food, and all the diversity of life. But teachers get very excited when they see students working together. Adults that don't normally see teachers and students working together, living in the same situation for 3 or 5 days. So we have this at all sorts of levels. We're training future teachers through our teacher training programs here. We're having kids in kindergarten through 12th grade coming here through school. We're having adult chaperones. And they're all sharing their enthusiasm to learn. And I think that's why Wolf Ridge continues. We're not just an organization out there by ourselves. We get this positive energy that comes in there. And the last part of it is to be a steward. You have to learn from the past. We have two classes. One is called Voyager Life, and then the other one is called Ojibwe Heritage. And it's looking at how we've used the resources in the past and what people learned, and hopefully take that to the future.
WTIP's Environmental Stewardship Series is funded in part by the Wharton and Family Fund and the Global Awareness Fund of the Duluth Superior Area Community Foundation.